Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a really good weekend. We're having a great weekend around here. I love this time of year because there's so much to do in our great state, and we get to talk you through it all. How about Old World Wisconsin celebrating their 50th anniversary? That's right. America's 250. It's 50 at Old World Wisconsin. Jennifer Melka is the Old World Wisconsin Collections and Exhibits Coordinator, and she's with us. Thank you so much for being here, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, Old World Wisconsin, such a very special place. Tell me a little bit about Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, it really is a special place. Old World Wisconsin is one of the Wisconsin Historical Society's 12 historic sites. We're located in Eagle, Wisconsin on 600 acres with 60 historic buildings. And we get to tell you about the past by using the actual homes and workshops and places that tell the story of early Wisconsin from the 1840s to the 1940s. And guests can interact with us and get hands-on with history and get an idea of what it was like to truly live in that time period, but also can make comparisons between the past and present.
I love it because you meet blacksmiths, you walk through farmsteads. It's really like taking a step back in time, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And we really want you as guests to get involved as well. So we're doing demonstrations, but we're also asking our guests to get involved. And that also involves tasting things. We have a brew house where you can taste historic beer and a tap room where you can taste historic soda water, but also food and beverage on site as well.
And Wisconsin's Bicentennial is when this opened back in 1976. What are you doing this year? This year's so special. It's the 50th anniversary. Tell us about some of the history of Old World Wisconsin and how it got its start 50 years ago.
It's amazing to think that Old World Wisconsin is 50 years old this year, and it's perfect timing with our 250th anniversary. Mm-hmm. But the story really started in the early 1960s when a lot of folks across the state, architects, historians, landscape architects, were looking around and realizing that if we didn't do something to save all the unique architecture and buildings that we have across the state, they would be lost. One of these was Richard Perrin. He was an architect out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as well as Hans Kuthler, who was a German immigrant who saw this happening and approached the Wisconsin Historical Society about building a museum to preserve these and to move them all to one location. So they teamed up. And the idea that became Old World Wisconsin was born all the way back in the 1960s.
Wow.
And then we acquired the land that we are currently on in the Kettle Moraine from the DNR. And buildings were carefully researched and moved and reconstructed here at Old World. So it was not very long before they realized that we should open for the bicentennial. So they worked really, really hard getting as many buildings as they could here and restored in the 1970s. And then the opening date was set for June 30th, 1976. So
wow.
Not that far
yeah, you're right.
Away from now in the sense of we're almost to June 30th, but we're really celebrating over the July 4th weekend.
And we even had a queen visit, right?
Yeah. So that was one of their early tests to see what visitors would think of Old World when they opened. So in May of 1976, we were lucky enough to have the Queen of Denmark visit. The Danish government had given a grant to Old World Wisconsin to restore a Danish building, and they did it in just 11 weeks, which is amazing.
That is amazing. We're talking to Jennifer Melka with Old World Wisconsin. So tell us, Jennifer, what's happening this year to mark Old World Wisconsin's 50th anniversary?
Yes, so we're very excited to celebrate our 50th anniversary, and our big weekend of events is July 3rd through the 5th. So on July 3rd, we will be stepping back in time, kind of having a grand reunion of staff members and guests and people whose families donated to the buildings or have some relation to the buildings, and opening our new Welcome Center that day. So really celebrating the past, but joining that past celebration to the future of our new Welcome Center, which just opened this year. And then on July 4th and 5th, We're celebrating 250th anniversary of the United States very patriotically. We'll have patriotic parades and a brass band and readings of the Declaration of Independence, baseball games, pie eating contests, ice cream making. So really celebrating like they would in 1876.
It's going to be incredible. You need to check this out. Oldworldwisconsin.org is the website. Oldworldwisconsin.org. It's going to be fantastic. Jennifer Melka, Old World Wisconsin Collections and Exhibits Coordinator. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for making some time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Such a special property out there. Up next, a really cool restaurant that I'd like you to check out. That When Experience Wisconsin continues.